I'm one.
I'm two.
I'm two.
I'm one.
Three counties on.
The Brendan Show.
Hello, everybody.
I'm one.
I'm two.
I'm two.
I'm one.
Three counties on.
The Brendan Show. Brendan Show. I'm two.
I'm two.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
We made it.
We're through Thanksgiving.
Through Thanksgiving.
Through Thanksgiving.
Through Black Friday.
I know.
And now today is Cyber Monday.
I went to...
Did you know that?
I actually did know that because I've been getting emails like crazy from Amazon.
I know. I'm so excited.
Don't forget, it's Cyber Monday.
I know.
Go out and spend some more money on Amazon, even though you've already spent money on Amazon.
Oh, I know. Lots of money on Amazon.
They remember you.
We like Amazon.
It's nice that they remember who we are.
It is.
It's amazing how quickly November came and went.
I know.
November was just bang, bang. It's there. It's gone.
Yep. That's like the snap of a finger.
I haven't finished my Halloween candy yet. Still eating the, well, not my Halloween candy. Still finishing the kids' Halloween candy.
Oh, that is going away today.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing really good left anyway. It's just like the little things that nobody really
like
wants
suckers
anymore.
Suckers and jawbreakers and stuff.
Yeah, if we would have done a big Thanksgiving thing with kids here and stuff, I would have dumped it all into a bowl and then put it on the table with the snacks and just let them finish it off. Yep, and then just be like, whatever is left gets thrown away.
Well, even the boys have been done for a while, I think.
They're
like, yeah, I'm pretty much over candy.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Of course, I'm the one that's never over it. I'm like, wait, there's no more
chocolate
Snickers bars.
I know.
Come on, where's the Butterfingers? Where's my Baby Ruth?
I know. No, now it's Smarties.
And they don't even make fun size salted nut rolls.
They don't.
Salted nut rolls.
They did at one time.
I think they did.
They did, but now they don't. Not that I can find.
And we looked all up and down, you know, because when it's Halloween season, that's the seasonal aisle at Walmart is, you know, just jam-packed with candy.
Oh,
yeah. Every candy you can possibly think of, and something you've never heard of before. But do they have fun-size salted nut rolls? No.
No.
Never. Never.
No, they don't.
Salted
apparently, that's just not a popular thing.
It's not. And why?
You know
because
what,
it's
though?
So delicious.
I found a gigantic salted nut roll. Gigantic. I mean, it's probably a 10-pound piece of something.
Would I gain 10 pounds by eating it?
More than that.
so it's not even?
No. Of course that stuff is never even.
It should be even.
I know, but it's nothing but sugar.
If I eat 100 marshmallows, I should gain no weight because they weigh nothing.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the way that should be.
You should gain 2 grams.
That's how it should work out.
No, that's not how it works out.
All right, so what else?
And that gigantic salted nut roll, $35.
Wow.
I know. Whoa.
That's a big fun-size salted nut roll right there.
But they're making all kinds of candy in gigantic sizes for Christmas.
They are.
It's not a new thing. What's the point?
That's been around for a couple, 3 years, or at least a while.
It has been around for a while, but my question is, what's the point?
Because I want one.
Really?
I want one of each.
Oh, wow.
I want to decorate my house with them.
Wow.
I want to put them on the couches, cushions.
Speaking of decorating the house, so we put up our Christmas tree.
Christmassy, there you go.
I know. Well, Thanksgiving's over. So
blowing by Thanksgiving and into Christmas.
Yes,
here we go.
And right after Thanksgiving, you have to put up the tree.
Yeah. Well,
that's just the way it works. So we did.
Uh-huh.
And it's all decorated and everything's good. And then we decided, you know, should we put lights up outside? Because it's kind of tedious.
It is. Especially when you live in a stucco house because you can't put a nail in it because the nails have a tendency to just break.
And tacks, they break too.
And we
found you just can't.
We found you can do it with clay, but clay gets a little messy taking it off.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Clay is just messy anyway.
So, and if you want to climb all the way up on the roof, you can, you know, do the little insert things across the shingles. But that is really tedious.
Yeah, and I'm not going to climb on the roof. We don't really have a ladder.
I don't really want to be climbing on the roof either.
Did you know that? We have no ladder.
So we bought, I know that.
Oh, so Brett, for like 3 years now, has wanted one of those little things that shoots the lights like all over the outside of your house.
Yeah, it's just
so that it's like one light and it decorates the whole house.
Plug it in and your whole house is decorated.
So I finally convinced him to get one this year.
Yep.
And he does not want to put it outside.
It's super cool. Why do I want the neighbors to be able to see it? I want it in the living room where I can see it.
Well, that's the whole point. The whole point is for everybody else to see it.
We bought it for outside, but I'm like, that is so cool. I want it inside. Although, inside, it's very bright, and it goes across the ceiling and across the walls. And
yeah, it's like you're having a party.
It's like a big old disco party going on. But if you stare at it long enough,
it makes you sick.
Kind of makes you sick.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you a little seasick.
It makes me sick, anyway.
So now I want to crank it all the way up and put it outside just so the people driving by will get sick because it's fun.
Really?
Oh my God, I looked at that house and now horrible. I'm sick. I don't know what's going on.
You're horrible. It's the whole seizure thing. Don't stare at this too long or it may cause you seizures, that kind of stuff.
So you turn on the red lights, so the red lights are flashing really fast.
And no, and that might be what it is because we were watching the red, green, blue light combination and it made me so sick.
Yeah, the blue and white doesn't make you sick. Just the red. It's the red, the flashes that, are you okay? Because almost swallowed your face yawning there.
No, I didn't. Shut up. Jeez. Anyway, that combination makes me kind of sick. And even just thinking about it now makes my stomach a little sour.
So anyway, our outdoor lights are now indoor lights, and at least until we decide to actually take them outdoors at
some
point.
You mean at least until you decide to take it outdoors?
Maybe on Christmas Eve we'll put it outside just for a couple of hours. Just so the neighbors
can While you're not looking, I'm going to do it for you. I've decided. It's already, will be like, it's no a
wonder
done deal.
No wonder you see all this light flashing out of their windows. They have indoor lights.
Well, we were driving down the street.
Outdoor lights indoors.
We were driving the other day through the neighborhood, and I was looking at people's lights. And in the window of one of the houses was those same lights.
See?
And it must have been a bedroom, an upstairs bedroom. And the blinds were closed, but you could still see the lights.
Because they're cool.
And I went, oh my gosh, they did the same thing.
They got
they're
it.
They're so
it,
Brett.
They brought it home and they said, this is too cool to put outside.
I don't like it.
It's like the neighbor that's got the 27 inflatables.
Oh my gosh. We have not super huge front yards, right? Because we live in a subdivision. And they have, seriously, probably 27 inflatables in their front yard.
I don't know. They're all.
They are gigantic.
The bad thing about inflatables is in the morning, they're all just laying there like little puddles on your yard.
Right.
Just a puddle of an inflatable.
Right.
There's nothing attractive about a puddle of inflatables.
Well, of course not. You have to have them going all the time.
But when they've got them going, man, oh man, they've got a lot of inflatables out there. And you're trying to look
are
out
they,
the window.
Yeah, are they puddles?
They are. They're puddles. They're not working right now.
Oh, okay.
Plus, it got cold all of a sudden.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in New Mexico. New Mexico is supposed to stay nice all the way up in, you know, until at least January. But we're talking, I mean, okay, it's going to be above freezing. But
yeah,
overnight
but it's
lows
only
going to
be 45 degrees today.
I know. The overnight low. I had to scrape my windows this morning. Can you believe that?
And, you know, it might sound like I'm complaining about that. But I am. Because we live in the desert. And it's not supposed to be 45 degrees in the desert.
It is not. It's supposed to be nice all year round. I tell everybody that I meet, in New Mexico, there's the best weather that you can find anywhere for 9 months out of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, it's not even December yet, and the daytime highs are in the 40s, and the overnight lows are in the 20s and down into the teens later this week.
Yep.
That's like, that's too cold.
Well, I have Facebook friends that have been talking about snow.
Snow, you say? Snow! And there's already been storms in Colorado and up across the northern plains.
Oh, I know. Man, it's crazy. It's going to be kind of a long winter, I think.
So you can throw a snowball on the Senate floor and say, see, there's no such thing as global warming.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I can make a snowball.
That has nothing to do with a snowball.
Yeah, that's weather. That's not climate.
I know. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. Because I think a lot of people get confused with that. They don't understand that weather and climate are not the same thing.
You know, and now they're talking about the whole recount thing. And I don't even know if we want to go there or not. I think we should do something funny this morning because you know, everybody is like, oh man, is it never going to end? What do you got going on over there now?
Our youngest just texted me.
Did they miss the bus?
No.
No. Oh.
He texted me a reminder that I asked him to remind me about.
What was that?
None of your business.
None of my business? What are you talking about? None of my business. That's not right.
Anyway, so recount stuff.
No, let's not do that. Let's do something.
We don't want to talk.
Wait.
Well, we do want to talk about recount.
We'll talk about it, but let's do something fun first. Let's do the what's her name? The lady from Two Broke Girls.
Uh-huh.
Hello, everybody. Come on, give
you
us.
You just did it.
I can't do it like you can, though.
I can't.
You did
I can't
it,
do this, it on.
Oh, come
I
on.
Can't, I can't do it on command.
You just walked into the place.
I have to hear her.
Hello, everybody.
No.
Oh, come
it's
on.
It's not the same.
See, and
hello, everybody. It's not the same. I have to hear her first, and then I can mimic her.
Say, this is my baby Barbara.
I can't. Let's see. This is my baby Barbara. Nope, I can't do it. I have to hear her. I'm telling you.
I've been so busy bedazzling Barbara's diapers that now I look like you guys.
You sound like a Jerseyan.
Yeah. See, I can't.
I need to hear her.
She does like a Polish accent.
She does.
Because she's always talking about
Poland. I really like her.
That's what it is.
She's one of my favorite characters on Two Broke Girls? Yes.
Not my favorite show, but...
Really?
But
I really do like it.
You doing that lady makes it totally worth it to see the show. Just you doing your impression.
She's funny. I like her. And I think that, yeah, she's probably one of my favorite characters on that show. Jeez Louise, I must be tired today because I cannot stop yawning.
Well, and the kids refuse to get out of bed after the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know, you
have
a break from school and then it's like, oh man, your body just kind of stops and then it goes boom.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. And you're done. So I think that's what happened. And now we have to like kick back into gear and get going again. And so that's hard. But it's only for a couple more weeks, so.
Yeah, and then there's another couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's good.
That is not right.
It's, you know what's not right? Is normally I'm finished with school 2 weeks before they are.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm finished with school the same week they are.
Oh my gosh.
I know. What's the deal?
But they go back how soon before you? A week, 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Weeks?
Because I think, I'm not sure when my new semester starts, actually.
Probably
I have
2 weeks.
To look into that.
You would think you would know something like that.
You would think.
I know. You're just trying to wrap up this semester and get through it.
Cause I
usually,
really am.
When you get down to the last couple of weeks of a semester.
I'm done.
You're like, okay.
That's it.
I'm good. Done.
I'm good. I don't need to keep coming here anymore. It just gets so tiring. It's really just tedious.
So did you see that Donald Trump had a tweet storm this weekend?
I did not see that.
About the whole recount thing.
Okay.
Because, you know, Hillary's a horrible person because she's participating in the recount. Even though she
initiated this whole thing.
No. And she said that they would participate just to make sure that everything is fair and everything is right. So
right.
That's not like they're... But
she's not heading this whole thing. Jill Stein is.
Yeah. The Green
Party candidate.
Right. So Trump did a whole series of tweets over the weekend saying that he would have won the popular vote had not millions of people voted illegally, you know, illegal immigrants.
Really?
Apparently millions of them voted illegally. And if the illegal immigrants have not been voting for Hillary, then he would have won the popular vote too.
Really?
Because at least 3 million illegal immigrants voted.
Well, the story that I read said that they've already found 2 million false Trump votes.
Well, I haven't seen that.
In one of the counties.
Well, I don't think that that's possible because I don't think that there's a county
in
Wisconsin
padding.
That has 2 million people. I know that there's been reports of there being certain counties where there was more votes for Donald Trump than there were people that were registered that voted
right,
in the county.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I don't know
and,
if there's 3
million, but I'm going, he said over and over and over and over during the campaign that this election was rigged.
Yep. And it was. Apparently it was.
And I think you were right. I think when you said
projecting.
That it was him projecting and that he was the one rigging the election.
Well, I think it was the Russians.
You think?
Well, because they've already admitted to, you know, a lot of underhanded dealings.
It's true. And they've admitted to having... contact
and the crazy thing is the American
going
media
on
doesn't,
with
doesn't
Trump.
Think that's a story. The American media
how is that not a story?
Oh, the Russians influenced our elections. Oh well, what's Trump tweeting about today?
Right.
It's like whatever.
And in the meantime, the American taxpayers are paying millions of dollars to have Trump stay in New York.
Right.
With his family.
It's like $1 million a day to stay at Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan.
Yes, because Secret Service has to be there mm-hmm. around the clock. And,
well,
that's not a secure facility.
That's what I was just going to say. That there is nothing secure about Midtown Manhattan. That
right.
Is, there's a lot of stuff that's going to go into protecting
and,
the
and
Trumps
that's ridiculous.
There.
If you want to run for president of the United States, you know that there's a certain amount of your life that you have to give up.
Yeah, I'm not
you
good
at, understand that you have to go live in the White House because that's a secure facility.
The White House is not good enough for me. Darn it.
Well,
Anyway, yeah, I know. There's all that stuff.
It drives me crazy. And the whole blind trust thing, it's not a blind trust if your kids are running it.
Yeah, no. I'm going to put all of my assets into a blind trust so I don't have any conflict of interest. And yet, already there's been like 10 different conflicts of interest.
I know.
Which is just crazy. Just crazy things going on.
But people,
all kinds of crazy
people
things.
People don't care about any of that.
Well,
why are people not up in arms about that?
With his own tweets this weekend, with Trump saying that millions of illegals voted illegally, then he basically, isn't he asking for a recount?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he's doing? Isn't by saying that millions of people voted illegally, I think that we should open it up nationally. Let's do a recount nationally.
Absolutely.
Because if Trump is going to make unfounded statements.
Accusations.
That came from InfoWars, which is a.
Oh my goodness, really? InfoWars?
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's like Wikipedia when you're trying to do a research paper.
Well, Wikipedia actually tells the truth.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
InfoWars just makes
shit up. In college, in universities, you cannot use Wikipedia as a source.
No, but it's still, for the most part, Wikipedia, if you just want information on
somebody's life, I'm saying that. I'm saying
it's going to be the truth.
InfoWars, as a research source, you can't use it.
InfoWars, there's nothing truthful in it.
Okay.
Trump is like tweeting stuff from InfoWars, which is just conspiracy theories. Why is he not doing the whole, you know, it was an inside job, the 9/11 was an inside job, because that's an InfoWars thing. That's one of their things that they were talking about. And then they put out the story about, you know, millions of illegals voted illegally. And Trump is like, I'm going to tweet that this weekend. That's what I'm going to spend my weekend doing, tweeting conspiracy theories.
And how presidential is he, right?
Nothing.
He is not presidential at all.
And I'm hoping that, you know, he'll turn out to be a decent guy. And
he's not going to.
Except everybody that he's surrounding himself with are just the worst of the worst.
I know. And, you know, incidences of race bias and
graffiti and
just
people
craziness.
Getting beaten up and all kind. And that stuff has actually gotten worse since the election.
Yes, exactly.
And yet they're mad at the protesters that go out and protest.
Peacefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that's what makes me angry.
But then when they do actually protest peacefully, like Colin Kaepernick just kneeling for the national anthem to protest peacefully, then you can't do that either.
No.
You can't protest
anything that somebody might think is not right.
Because they're like, oh, you need to protest peacefully. You can't have riots and things like that. And then when people do protest peacefully, oh, you can't do
that. Everybody's up in arms. Yeah.
You can't protest peacefully either. So either way you do it, it's not going to work out for you.
Hello, everybody.
I'm one.
I'm two.
I'm two.
I'm one.
Three. Count is on.
The Brett and Jamie Show.
Hello,
everybody. I see I can't do it. I tried to do it, but I just come out sounding stupid. Yet I still do it anyway because
I know.
I don't care if I sound stupid.
You don't
care. I'm okay
with
it.
And I care.
Because I'm an American. And Americans don't care if they sound stupid. Just, I mean, look at all the ones that voted for Trump. They don't care if they sound stupid. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know that it's about sounding stupid.
Is it about being stupid?
No. I think it's about they don't realize that they are being stupid.
No.
They don't understand that. Yeah. They don't realize that. They don't have the capacity to know that that's what's going on.
So when
that they're voting against their best interests.
Yeah, always. So when Trump was tweeting about how millions of illegals had voted during the election, so he would have won the popular vote, I was reading a story about how the media was portraying that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were just releasing stories saying, Trump says illegals voted illegally, but very few of them actually said.
Denied it. Said that's not true because it came from InfoWars and we all know that that's stupid.
There's nothing there that has any truth to it. You know, their headlines were just Trump tweets about millions voting illegally, but without saying anything about, you know, falsely tweets,
falsely
claims. You know, how long is the media going to continue doing that? Everything that Trump says has basically been a lie or misleading or something like that. And the media continues to not care, you know.
And you're surprised by that?
I
mean, look at all the stuff that happened during the election.
All you hear about is the liberal media. And yet, where are they? Where is the liberal media? Where are they standing up and saying, this guy is not telling the truth? What's going on?
It doesn't matter because they backed him. And now they look stupid trying to go against him.
Yeah, I would like somebody to point out to me who the liberal media is, because even on MSNBC, they are not as liberal as they used to be. They still have their evening shows that are pretty liberal, but during the day they try to play it close to the best or close to the vest, and they do a lot of stuff that just simply is not true. They just talk about stuff that Trump wants them to talk about.
Right, I know. And then people wonder how this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. It's the media.
And Corey Lewandowski is on CNN, getting paid by CNN and by Trump at the same time. You know, so no liberal bias on CNN. They made sure of that by making sure that they've got somebody on Trump's inner circle actually working
mm-hmm,
for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
Where is this liberal media? Somebody please tell me.
And that's not
going
to change anything at all. You know, having somebody there to try to refute anything crappy that goes on, mm-hmm. any kind of conspiracy that they have cooking up, anything that they're doing that's probably illegal. You know, I mean, honestly, he's not going to do anything for the country. He's going to do everything he can to increase his own power.
I know. It's like this is the greatest scam ever. You think 25 million to settle the Trump University thing was something? What about being able to actually control everything to the point where you are making an incredible amount of money?
Mm-hmm.
Already they're talking, you know, the new Trump hotel is like a block away from the White House. We saw it, and it wasn't quite open yet, but it's open now. So already they're saying that the Trump hotel is where foreign dignitaries are going to stay.
Really?
When they come to visit the White House, that's going to be the new place for foreign dignitaries is to make sure they stay at the Trump Hotel. And when they're in Washington, yeah, they're going to be staying at Trump Hotel's properties there as well.
You know, and that's ridiculous because that's money he's making.
Yeah.
And that goes against the best interests of the country.
You think? It does. You're a little grumpy this morning.
No, what I'm saying
Hello, everybody.
Why do people not understand this? Why do people not think about it just a little bit?
Because we
have
a
little bit of that brain power.
Because anybody can be president. Because we had a black guy being president. So we're going to prove
that's not
that
the point.
Any moron can be president. That's the thinking of America. That's where America went so angry, because they couldn't believe, you know, for the last 8 years, he's not my president. He's not a legitimate president.
And
he's
now an anytime American anybody or, says that, anytime anybody says anything about he's not my president, about Donald Trump, everybody's up in arms.
Yeah.
Because I cannot believe you would unite behind the president of the United States.
He
won and whatever. Yeah, well, you know what? Obama won twice.
Yeah. And he won the popular vote, too.
And you didn't stand behind him.
Yeah, no, it didn't matter then.
Yeah.
For the past 8 years, well, that 8 years is gone now. That's done with, except for anything that happens that's going to be bad. They're going to blame that on Obama, of course.
Right, of course.
But, you know.
Which is really stupid. It's like, really? Come on. Obama, after the Obama administration is finished, the unemployment rate will be lower than it's been in years. We have got the deficit down. I mean, really, there's been tons of progress made in the last 8 years, even though he's been fighting tooth and nail against Republican House and Senate going, you know, it goes back and forth. But still, he's been fighting tooth and nail to get anything done.
Yeah, everybody knows that Congress hasn't done anything. All they've done
nothing.
Is obstruct and block and make sure that absolutely nothing gets done. And yet, they're the ones that are in charge. So why are we like, yeah, let's get rid of the black guy in the White House and then everything will be good again?
Yeah, no, Congress. How about let's get rid of Congress?
Oh, how about the Republicans in Congress? Because it doesn't go both ways. I'm sorry.
No, it doesn't.
It, you know, it's like everybody does it. They obstruct. It does not go both ways. It's not all members of Congress that have been preventing anything good from happening in the past 8 years.
Right.
It's the Republicans in Congress that have been blocking everything. That said, you know,
unless they get something in return.
Right. Well, unless they get rid of Obamacare. Which is crazy as well, which I don't even want to go there today, because that is, I mean, it is so unbelievable. And I was talking to my doctor because I said, you know, I'm one of those 22 million Americans that's probably going to lose my health insurance once Obamacare is gone.
Right.
You know, and if they get rid of it in January, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
And they're all very supportive, and they're like, let's hope that doesn't happen. But they're already planning it.
Yeah.
He wants to sign that on day one.
Yeah. I know. And then what do all those people do? What do we do?
Yeah, 22.
There's nothing we can
do. They were so upset when the Affordable Care Act came into law, and about 1 million people lost their insurance because they didn't have adequate insurance. It didn't stand up to the lower limits of what the law allows.
Right.
You know, basically.
In other words, they're ripping you off.
Basically, you had 1 million people had junk insurance. It did nothing. That if you got sick or injured, your insurance was basically going to do nothing for you.
You're paying all of that money.
But they were up in arms about it for weeks. Just, oh my God, 1 million people lost their insurance because of Obamacare.
But how many people gained insurance?
22 million.
Right.
But when those 22 million lose their insurance, that's
nobody's
going
to be up in arms.
Who cares? Whatever. It's no big deal.
Right.
It's just 22 million poor people.
Mm-hmm. Go die under a bridge. That's what they're saying. And I think that's... Oh, I just get so...
I thought you said Diane Durbridge.
Die under like, a bridge.
Who's Diane Durbridge?
I don't know.
Is she another Trump surrogate that's out there talking about crazy stuff?
No, but that sounds like a friend of ours, that name. Don't say it, because I was just going to make a comment. She was making comments on Facebook the other day and posting about Donald Trump and how great he is. And I thought, really? Really?
I have no idea who you're talking about. I don't know a Diana Durbridge. I don't.
Well, it's not Diana Durbridge.
Die under a bridge. Diana Durbridge.
But somebody's name sounds like that. And we'll talk about it later.
Diana? What do you believe in, Diana? I believe everybody should go die under a bridge. Well, Diana Durbridge, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm done with the whole thing. I can't wait until it's all resolved and something happens one way or the other, because we have to move forward, unfortunately.
Well, and I think that's what everybody is saying. But if there's a chance that it was wrong, mm-hmm. if there's a chance that it was Russians that hacked into our systems, and not only were they releasing, you know, WikiLeaks things and, mm-hmm. and trying to influence our elections, mm-hmm. if they were actually physically tainting our election by hacking into voting machines that mm-hmm. don't have paper ballots,
right,
then that's something we should probably know.
Yes, I know. But you realize what's going to happen, right?
Absolutely.
If it comes back that the recount, if it comes back that the election results were false, falsified in some way, and Hillary Clinton actually won the election, do you know what's going to happen?
Oh yeah, there's going to be riots.
Right. But not peaceful protests.
No, they're going to be riots.
It will be rioting in the streets. It will be people. Guns. Yes.
Although, you know, and then of course they'll sell a lot more guns, because that's what it's really all about. It all comes down to selling lots of guns. That's why for the past 8 years.
Yeah. Did you see the Black Friday sales?
Lots of guns.
Yeah, lots of guns.
Yeah, we went through all the ads in the paper.
It's like, really?
It's like, holy cow, look at all the ads for guns there are.
I know.
And I read the NRA is very happy because since Trump won the election, supposedly, possibly, you never know, all those illegals probably voted for him. So we have to find that out when we do the recount nationwide.
Right.
But I read an article that said blacks and minorities are buying guns at a record rate right now. Blacks and minorities buying guns at a record rate. So the NRA is like, yeah, we finally reached out to the
minority groups
to come and buy guns too. So mm-hmm. this is awesome. Doesn't matter who does what, the NRA wins.
Yeah. Yeah. And why are we letting them win?
I don't know. Because apparently they're the ones that really run the country.
They are.
For 8 years now, we've been just blowing stuff up randomly in the Middle East because it's a bunch of, you know, sand, and we don't care about those people and we hate them anyway. So we're going to blow up everything we possibly can and try not to get Americans killed. We're going to use drones and, you know, missiles.
And whatever.
And whatever. We're not going to actually put a lot of Americans at risk, but we're going to spend a lot of money on ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. To make sure that the people that make the guns, the people that make the bombs, the people that make the ammunition continue to get rich. And Obama, you know, won the Peace Prize before he became president.
Right.
And then for 8 years did nothing but blow up the Middle East.
Yep.
And for no apparent reason that anybody can actually see. I mean, because, oh, we're so afraid of ISIS or whatever. But, you know.
You know, we created half of this stuff.
We did, and we continue creating it
yeah.
by continuing dropping bombs on people.
Yeah.
I mean, and why then, do we not see
and
that?
And then we don't want refugees.
No. No, because the refugees are children, and those children could grow up to be terrorists, you know, right. 20 years from now.
Yeah.
That's sad.
I
That's
know. Horrible. I know.
Makes me very unhappy.
Makes me really angry.
You know what would make me happy?
What?
Hello, everybody!
Hello, everybody!
See, that's bad. I like that. That's
Hello,
cool.
everybody!
I'm one.
I'm two.
I'm two.
I'm one.
Three counties on.
The Brunting Show.
Hello, everybody! I'm one.
I'm two.
I'm two.
I'm one.
Three counties on.
The Brunting Show. Brunting Show. Brunting Show.
I'm one.
The Brunting Show. Brunting Show. Brunting Show. Brunting Show. Brunting Show.